Okay, moving right along to principle number 8. Principle number 8 is the principle of freedom.
What principle is this?
Number 8. Never revealed before, but talked about. Okay, principle number 8 is the principle of freedom. And you'd think the freedom would be easy to understand. But it's not. Because everybody claims to be fighting for freedom, and everybody has a different idea of what freedom was. How about Hitler? Do you think Hitler felt like he was fighting for freedom?
Yes.
Yeah, he did. He often talked about freedom, that he was fighting for the freedom of the German people to do whatever they wanted, even if it meant exterminating all the Jews. How about the southern slave owners? Did they feel like they were fighting for freedom?
Sure, states' rights.
Right, states' rights. Yeah, that's right. They thought, and even as far as slavery goes, they thought that slavery was a win-win. They thought that the black race could not govern themselves and that they needed assistance. They were there to help them out. And in return, the black race provided them with a whole bunch of free labor. So in their mind, it was win-win and maximum freedom for everybody. That's the way they looked at it. Abraham Lincoln looked at that and he says, you know, the South really has a strange idea of what freedom is. He says, I'd like to see them be slaves for a while to see if they thought that was being free. So anyway, people have a lot of different ideas of what freedom is. And the thing is like the second key of judgment. To understand where the maximum freedom is requires judgment. Because freedom is neither to the maximum of one side or the other. Let's look at the two extremes. On one extreme, we have North Korea, where in North Korea, you don't have freedom to say boo. You show up to a rally for the dear leader, and they take photographs of everybody, and they look through the photographs, and if somebody doesn't have a big grin on their face, like they're really happy with the dear leader, they're visited to find out what their problem is. So when you show up, you have to look like you're thrilled to see the dear leader. Could you imagine living in such a state? It's hard to imagine anything much worse than that. But you look at the pictures of the audiences in North Korea. They all look like they're just so happy to be there. They got to look that way. Because if you frown, if you have a frown on your face over anything except the United States or South Korea, you're in big trouble over there. You don't have power to express yourself the way that you want. You don't have power to be a member of any religion you want. You don't have power to speak your mind. You don't have power to work the job that you want to work. You're completely controlled. So that's one extreme. The other extreme is where there's no laws at all. And that would be almost as bad. If there was no laws or no control, then what would we have? We would have the country ruled by roaming mobs. There'd be mobs moving around, and since there would be no laws to control them, the mob leaders would be the ones in charge of everything. So you have to have a certain amount of law and control for maximum freedom. Because if we had no structure at all, no civilization at all controlling anything, we would be in a similar situation in North Korea. You couldn't say boo because some mob leader would have your head. So both extremes produce pretty much the same result. So in other words, there has to be some reductions of freedom. For instance, You don't have freedom to be a burglar and burglarize your neighbor's home. Okay, if you just go into your neighbor's home, open the door, or pry open the door and go in there and take his television set, there has to be a restriction of your freedom to do that. But why? Why restrict the guy? Why take away this Ossoff's freedom over here, we'll pick on him, to steal Tyler's TV? Okay? Ossoff wants his TV. How come he doesn't have freedom to just go take it?
Because he's stronger than you.
He's what?
He's stronger than
you. Oh, so he's bigger than you. Okay, that's one reason. Okay, so in other words, if you have freedom to burglarize other people's homes, then that diminishes their freedom to be in charge of their possessions. So in other words, if your freedom gives you extra freedom but diminishes somebody else's freedom even more, then that freedom should not exist. Okay? So the freedom to burglarize a home should not exist because it takes away more freedom than it gives. Slavery should not exist. They say that slavery was good because it gave the South power, the slaveholders power to have free time, educate their kids, take vacations, and give them more freedom. Okay? But it took away more freedom than it gave. So that made it wrong. So the principle of freedom circulates around this idea that freedom has to be, the laws of the government freedom must be built around the idea of maximum freedom. Not complete freedom or complete imprisonment, but around the idea of maximum freedom. Yeah, Phil.
Rebecca and I were taught this principle was that you have equality as a base, and that if you have a law, it needs to apply to everybody equally. But the goal of the society should be to always move toward greater freedom. But you can't give freedom without responsibility. And so if the people are not responsible to governing themselves according to morality, if somebody's trying to steal somebody else's TV, then you have to create rules about or laws about stealing the TV, and you create these laws that restrict freedom. But the goal is always to educate the people to become more moral or righteous, so that you can always move toward greater freedom, as much freedom as the society is ready and able to receive or accept.
And the more advanced a society becomes, the fewer laws they will have to have.
Right.
Yeah. Like this group here, we don't have to tell anybody in this group, now, if you steal something, you're going to be punished, you know, because we don't worry about anybody here stealing anything, because we know that people in this group are not that way inclined. So if we were all living together...
You know, people here are way too smart to get caught.
That might be it, yeah. It'd be great to live in a civilization where people were spiritually advanced enough that you didn't need hardly any laws at all. And that's what Zion is hopefully will be like, where we will not need any laws. Matter of fact, the scripture says, you will have no laws but my laws when I come. Well, that means his coming may be some distance away, because we got all kinds of laws right now, and they want more laws all the time. How many laws do they put on the books every year? I think it's over 1,000 new laws put on the books every year. You know, it's and the trouble is, they put on these new laws, they don't take off the old ones. Matter of fact, they were going after Trump a while back on some law that was 150 years old that was never used. I can't remember what it was, but that's how desperate they were to get the guy, using an old law that was on the books. And that's what they do if they want to go after you. They will look through all the thousands of laws back 10 years ago, 20 years. Oh, 50, here's a 50-year-old law. We can get this guy on this silly little law. And we got so many laws that if the powers that be want to get you, they could probably find something wrong with anybody here in this room if they wanted to, because there are just so many laws out there. But fortunately, unless you really offend the beast, they just go by, you know, the standard laws that normally affect humanity. But if they want to go after you, they can dig out some old stuff and find something. Like, I was looking at some old laws in Boise. Like, I think there was one that says you can't ride a giraffe in Main Street in the middle of the day or something like that. You know, just crazy laws are out there. You can't spit on the sidewalk, or you can't do this, you can't do that. There's books written about silly laws. I've read a number of them. Not books, but I've read several quotations of silly, outdated laws. And they're kind of funny, because there's really some crazy ones out there. Fortunately, most of them are not enforced, unless somebody decides they want to go after somebody. Then they may be. But the basic principle of freedom, then, is neither extreme right or extreme left, but that which will create maximum freedom. And it's different for different societies, for different people, for different consciousness. If we had a group of people that had what we call a Zion consciousness, then we would basically need very, very few laws. Might need some, you know, basic rules just for clarity's sake. Like if you have a house, you want to know where your border is so you don't infringe on your neighbor, for instance. You know, some basic stuff. If we had a very evolved society, we would need just a very minimal amount of laws. If you have an unevolved society, the less evolved a society is, the more laws you need for the maximum freedom for that people. In Afghanistan, you know, they needed quite a few laws over there to hold them together. Here we don't need so many laws, but the powers that be think we need a lot of laws. So they're passing more laws all the time, whether we need them or not.